It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Very superstitious. Oh, man. I know. I got to stop singing. I did it last episode and like 10 people unsubscribed. Okay. Let's talk about hats, cats, and ladders, baby. Let's talk about superstitions and why they are. Every time you touch wood for luck, you are participating in an ancient belief. There's actually a spirit in that wood that can protect you. From earliest times, humankind has had faith in the power of superstitions to summon good luck and keep bad fortune at bay. Here's the first one. A hat should never be set on a table or a bed. To do so will bring misfortune to the household. It is also bad luck to put a hat on backward. However, if you turn your hat back to the front like baseball catchers, it may bring good fortune. Our ancestors experienced the world as a harsh and frightening place. Many of that being part of the natural world could well have appeared as terrifying phenomena to our forebears, like thunder, lightning, earthquakes, and whatnot. They had to come up with supernatural reasons. Okay. So who hasn't heard of, you know, throwing a pinch of salt over your shoulder? Or when we throw a pinch of salt over our shoulder, we are throwing salt in the eyes of the devil who has jogged our arm. And then we avoid the number 13, the number of those at the Last Supper, or plant that herb rosemary in our backyards to keep evil away. We are continuing human traditions that have been practices for millennia. Mice and men is a good one. A house mouse is said to be the visual manifestation of the soul of a murdered person. Should mice nibble clothes or food during the night, it is said to be a sign of impending danger. In England, if a number of mice overrun a house, it's supposed to indicate an impending death in the family. Whoever heard about breaking a mirror and getting bad luck? 7 years of bad luck to be exact, or some more specific misfortune, such as the loss of a close friend or a death of a family member. In Scandinavia, it is said a woman should never look at herself in a mirror by candlelight, for she will lose her beauty. According to Caribbean folklore, if the finger of a dead person is rubbed on a mirror, then the dead person's soul will be released from the body. And I'm sure you guys have heard this one as well. It's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors, right? Originally designed as a protection against the sun, opening an umbrella anywhere where there is no sun will bring misfortune. If an umbrella is opened unnecessarily during fine weather, rain will soon follow. If an unmarried woman drops an umbrella and picks it up herself, she will remain a spinster her whole life. Jeez, I'm glad Steph always wore hats then. Tipping over a chair is considered to be bad luck as well. If you tip over a chair after a meal, it means you are a liar. If when you leave someone's house, you push your chair against a wall, it means you will never visit that house again. In Ohio, if 3 chairs are accidentally placed in a row, it indicates, according to the lore of superstition, that there will be a death in the house. My cat isn't black, but she's kind of got some black in her. In the U.S., it is unlucky if a black cat crosses your path. In Britain, however, this is lucky. It's the opposite in Britain. If when someone is ill, a cat leaves a house and cannot be coaxed back in, then that person will die. In other words, I probably die 3 times a week because my cat always gets out and won't listen. But if a bride leaving for a wedding hears the family cat sneeze, then she will have a very happy marriage. In folklore, the apple has represented immortality, eternal youth, and happiness. If the sun shines through the boughs of an apple tree on Christmas Day, then fruit will be abundant the next year. If a young girl wishes to find the name of her future husband, she must twist the stalk of an apple, repeating the alphabet. Which one letter of each turn, the letter on which the stalk breaks, will be the first letter of her future husband's name. And last, but certainly not least, it's bad luck to walk under a ladder. And as somebody who used to be a professional wrestler, I never actually ever had a ladder match. I'm kind of glad. The triangle this forms is interpreted as representing the Holy Trinity, the 3-in-1 hand of God, the Godhead, so to speak, of God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. To walk through this triangle is to show disrespect, and it also leaves an open attack by the devil. To counter this bad luck, the story goes, cross your fingers until you see a dog. I hope you guys keep crossing your fingers until you come across a dog. And I hope you guys are really enjoying 31 days of Halloween. Good luck. Don't let the superstitions keep you awake. And I will see you tomorrow.